News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All that and a whole lot more on the way on this Monday morning. 60 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill coming up right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays across the bayway. Coming in from the eastern shore, northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland looks good. Again, school bus is already traveling, but so far, nothing out of the ordinary as you're getting your day started. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask them about their free furniture packages with your new home. See them online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course, y'all throughout the morning on the text line at 343-0106. Also turning up your voice after 8. Same digits. Make a call. We'd love to hear your voice. All right, time to check some headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Let's do it. Good morning, everyone. It is Monday. Time to rise and shine and protect yourself from the flu. We're talking about your health this morning, now that I have your attention. Yep. There is an urgent reminder, especially to parents, regarding the flu, as a child has died as a result of the flu. Now, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, flu activity in the state of Alabama is up almost 6% in the last 3 weeks. And I've told you about the widespread activity, not only statewide, but also across 36 states. Jefferson County has seen the biggest increase in flu cases. They're up more than 7%. Last week. You'll recall I told you four Alabama school systems, Albertville, Marshall County, Boaz, and Guntersville, all closed last week due to flu outbreaks. So here's how you can avoid getting the flu. And this is according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. They encourage you, if you're not allergic, get the flu vaccination. It is not too late. Vaccinations are recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. Please stay home if you have the fever. Wash your hands, cover your cough and sneeze, clean and disinfect your area, and just be mindful of those around you. The flu, they say, is marked by a sudden onset, and symptoms can include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle and body aches. Again, this can be very mild to severe. I just told you a child died. They have not released a child's age, nor name, nor county that they lived in, but just be mindful of the fact that a child has lost their life. They also want you to particularly pay close attention to those who are pregnant, the young and the elderly, and those with underlying medical issues. We now know the name of the Mississippi woman killed after her vehicle ran into a tree in Mobile County. Alabama State Troopers say 40-year-old Tabitha Smith of Loosedale was driving on State Line Road when she went off the road and hit a tree around 6:15 this past Saturday. Troopers confirmed Smith was not wearing her seatbelt. She was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Battleship Memorial Park is taking applications for the 2018-19 Crewmate Program, February 1st through the 26th. Get applications at the Battleship Gift Shop or online at ussalabama.com. Crewmates are young women who will be 19 by March 27th and not reach their 22nd birthday by that same date. You must live in Mobile or Baldwin counties when applying and during the year of service. Call Lynn Price, 251-438-2834.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with killing a Mobile police officer will be in front of a judge later today. 19-year-old Marco Perez is expected to enter a plea during an arraignment hearing. Perez is currently being held in Metro Jail on no bond. On January 20th, police say he shot and killed Officer Sean Tudor in West Mobile at the Peach Place Inn. Officer Tudor was just 31 years old when he was killed in the line of duty, leaves behind his wife Chrissy. Over the weekend, the Mobile community continued its support of Officer Tudor's family. A benefit was held Saturday at Cowboys and Angels on Halls Mill Road. Inside, they were selling chicken plates for $10. Outside, Blue Line Wash and Detail was cleaning cars for the same price. The next Mardi Gras parade is Saturday on Dauphin Island. Mayor Jeff Collier says they're considering adding more barricades to protect revelers following an accident over this weekend. It happened during Saturday's Crew de la Dauphine parade. Witnesses say a 4-year-old boy was hit by a golf cart.
The mother was in shock. Everybody was in shock. I mean, you can't help something like that.
David Mize and others rushed to help the little boy who suffered a broken leg. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Auburn beats Bama in basketball, and Ricky Fowler survives to win in Phoenix. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The New England Patriots beat the LA Rams 13-3 in Atlanta to win Super Bowl 53 last night. It's the Patriots' sixth Super Bowl, all with Tom Brady at quarterback and Bill Belichick as head coach. New England is now tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl victories of all time. Bill Belichick now tied with George Halas and Curly Lambeau for the most championships by a head coach. And Tom Brady now has more Super Bowls than any player in NFL history. While both offenses struggled, especially the Rams, both teams' defenses came to play, leading to the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman won the game's MVP award with 10 catches for 141 yards. New England tight end Rob Gronkowski added 6 catches for 87 yards. Rookie running back Sony Michel continued his stellar postseason with 94 yards rushing in the game's only touchdown. The Rams were driving down the field in the fourth quarter with a great opportunity to put points on the board, but a Patriots blitz led to a big interception from cornerback Stephon Gilmore near the goal line.
Well, you know-
They're taking shots down the field now.
Blitz to the end zone, and it's intercepted at the 3-yard line. Gilmore jumps up and grabs it.
Under Belichick and Brady, the Pats have now won 6 of the 9 Super Bowls that they've played in, and here they both are following the win.
Coach makes it a... it's a challenging football environment. His pressure is always on, and for moments like this, because you got to rise to the occasion.
Play our best football and compete the hardest. They did it.
That's Brady Belichick. The 10-point margin was the Patriots' biggest in any of their championship wins. Leading into the Super Bowl this weekend, the NFL announced the 8-person Hall of Fame class for 2019. 3 first-time eligible players were selected: cornerback Champ Bailey, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and safety Ed Reed. Center Kevin Mawai and cornerback Ty Law were selected from the modern NFL era. Broncos owner Pat Bowlen and former Dallas Cowboys vice president of player personnel Gil Brandt were selected, and 7-time Pro Bowl safety Johnny Robinson was selected as a senior finalist. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held on August 3rd in Canton, Ohio. In college football news, Florida State dismissed quarterback DeAndre Francois from the program. Seminoles head coach Willie Taggart said that he informed Francois of the decision on Saturday night. The news comes a day after Francois' girlfriend posted a video to her Instagram account that featured audio of a man and a woman fighting. In the video, the man threatens to assault the woman and hit her in the face. The caption of the video, which has since been deleted, said that a, quote, domestic situation between the two has been going on for 2 years. In January of 2018, police responded to an incident at an apartment complex involving Francois and a pregnant woman who said that Francois had gotten physical with her, but she ended up not pressing charges. And then in April of last year, Francois was given a citation for marijuana. In basketball over the weekend, Auburn beat Alabama 84-63. Auburn's Bryce Brown led both teams with 23 points, and Jared Harper added 19 for the Tigers. John Petty led Bama with 18 points. In other SEC games, number 1 Tennessee beat Texas A&M 93-76. Number 7 Kentucky beat Florida 65-54. Arkansas upset number 19 ranked LSU 90-89. Number 22 Mississippi State beat rival Ole Miss 81-75. South Carolina topped Georgia 86-80. And Missouri beat Vanderbilt 77-67. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars won a men's and women's doubleheader over rival Troy University at the Mitchell Center on Saturday. The women's team was up first, picking up their 5th straight win with an 80-77 victory. The Jags are now 17-3 this season. The men's team followed that up with an 81-75 comeback win over the Trojans. 5 Jags scored double digits in the victory. And in golf, Ricky Fowler won the Phoenix Open at TPC Scottsdale after surviving a dreadful final round on Sunday. Fowler had held a 5-stroke lead at one point, but had a double and triple bogey yesterday before rallying to win by 2 strokes. Fowler's final round 74 was the highest by a winner in the tournament's history. Brandon Grace finished in second at 15 under par. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming this weekend to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show of the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for one weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget and it's fun for the whole family. This weekend, indoors and outdoors, at the Mobile Convention Center with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out, only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement, where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Rackstedt Free, but in Baldwin County at 31 to 225 in Spanish Fork, construction begins today for turn lane modifications. Expect delays. This should take up to 3 weeks to complete, so that's going to be keeping traffic slow, and it's different construction than the widening project they already have going on in that area. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED. And at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And check in on favorite or most unfavorite moment from last night's Super Bowl. I will say this on the ad front. I have not seen all the ads, but one I saw caught my attention because you had a shared commercial. And this has probably happened before, but the Bud Light Game of Thrones combo thing. Maybe this is going to be like a cost share thing that goes on as these commercials get more and more expensive. You'd be like, okay, listen, I bought a 30-second spot during the Super Bowl. We can't afford the whole thing. We need to cross promote your product with our product as somebody else's. We're all going to get part of this. We're all going to get 10 seconds of this 30-second ad. So y'all do it, and then we'll just do a cut and go to your commercial.
Never seen corn syrup so much in my life.
No joke.
Seriously. And there were a couple companies on Twitter, mm-hmm. Kind of bouncing off of the corn syrup ad. I think it was one of the seltzer companies said, we don't have corn syrup in our seltzer either.
You know, with this radio station, no corn syrup. Zero corn syrup. But
sugar, like Maroon 5.
Oh my gosh. The ladies of the United States stopped last night for Adam Levine. I'm talking about from my mother's age group to probably although my daughter couldn't dare say that in front of to my daughter and everybody in between. I know ladies from all different age groups who go, well, is he on? I might watch that. That guy, that dude, I mean, he's got...
guy, he's talented. He
is. He's got so many ladies that I talk to that they think he's cute.
He is. I mean, he's a nice-looking man. It's his songs, though, that are so catchy. And I think when they do a montage, when they do so many songs in a performance, and when you know them, you feel extra cool.
You got
being able to sing along.
Sing along.
But then I looked away and I said, that guy doesn't have any clothes on.
I feel bad for the other Maroon 4. That's what I've got to say. They get no love.
Are they like the magenta?
Are we waiting for this that eventually we will be debating how Adam Levine can be topless? But Janet Jackson got in so much trouble all those years ago.
Yesterday was her anniversary, right?
So, I mean, right. So where are we? If we're changing everything, if we're upending everything in the roles of men and women in this country, then can you argue that, that Adam Levine can be topless, so why would Janet Jackson have gone through what she did?
Yeah, but we're also a country where, we don't have, topless beaches that families go to, right?
Right.
But overseas, in Europe, it's no big deal.
That's right.
They look at the body is, it's okay, it's there, keep it moving.
Tell that to the Super Bowl.
I know.
It's not happening.
I'm a woman, I totally get it.
6:25, time for headlines.
I've seen some men at the beach that...
Yeah, there's no... I've seen that even on clothes.
And I have no room to talk, but I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get off this subject. shout out to all those who showed up this weekend at the Mobile Baykeeper MLK cleanup. It was, we had to do the day over, right, because of severe weather. And the U.S. Navy was there strong. I mean, they had more than 200 people that came out and assisted. They came from Pensacola. And it was really cool, concerted effort. Young people, vintage people, all shades. It looked like the rainbow of Skittles out there. It was really beautiful day.
And I saw, one of the colors I saw was fluorescent yellow.
With the vest?
The safety vest.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And you have your picker, too.
Yeah, that's all the safety vest. I mean, it was like you couldn't miss that color.
I love our community. So great job, everyone, for helping to do your part. All right, it's 6:25. We're getting you to your headlines. Here's a question. Should Medicaid coverage be expanded? Alabama officials say yes. And a yes vote would enable the state to see vast health and economic benefits by expanding Medicaid. The officials I'm referring to are with the Alabama Hospital Association. They presented their results of studies last Friday. Not sure if you know, but Alabama is one of 14 states that have not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Last year, Governor Kay Ivey said that the Medicaid expansion was, quote, desirable, perhaps, but she wanted more details as to how the state would pay for it. So here's what we know from last Friday's studies. One study estimates that Medicaid expansion would provide care to 340,000 Alabama residents. It also found the state's cost would be $1 billion over 4 years, but they say the state would see a return of $11 billion in increased economic activity. When you call in sick, it impacts the entire team, and that's why Walmart says they're making changes to their sick policy. We have 38,000 people in the state of Alabama who work at Walmart, so this is news that they can use. Currently, Walmart's hourly employees are allowed to miss up to 9 days every 6 months for unexpected absences. This new policy cuts that to 5, but workers will also receive up to 6 days a year of protected paid time off, and that can be used for a number of reasons, including illness or an emergency. The company's vacation day policy, that's staying the same. So you're asking why the changes? Well, that's what employees say they wanted. That's according to one of their vice presidents, who said in part, quote, "This change, along with previous wage investments, parental leave, adoption, and other benefits, is another important step on our journey to be the employer of choice." So the protected PTO won't count against a worker's attendance record, and it won't exclude them from receiving a new quarterly attendance bonus. And good news, if you have great attendance under this new policy, well, you can get an increase, like 25% on the quarterly cash bonuses increase. Now that I have your attention, keep your eyes on Walmart, especially if you work there. Walmart says that they employ some 2.1 million people nationwide. Once again, more than 38,000 people in Alabama work there as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast, and we'll talk to him, find out what the work week looks like, and see if he himself has any commentary on Adam Levine not having a shirt on.
This is my jam right here, I just want to say.
Coming right back.
Oh, baby. Because I really don't care where you are. I just want to be there where you are. And I gotta get one little taste.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The atmosphere was electric in Boston last night. People partied into the night, and for good reason. The New England Patriots brought home another Lombardi trophy after beating the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53.
You know, it was a hard-fought battle out there. You got to tip your hat to the LA Rams. They played unbelievable on defense.
The Patriots' Julian Edelman final score 13-3. The New Orleans Saints fan base apparently not interested in last night's Super Bowl. Instead of watching the big game, they held several anti-Super Bowl parties and boycott parties all over the Big Easy. The Rams' win over the Saints in the NFC Championship was tainted after the Saints' drive was halted after a Rams defender wasn't penalized for pass interference or a helmet-to-helmet hit. The Alabama Department of Transportation will begin a new project at the intersection of U.S. Highway 31 and Highway 225 in Spanish Fork. Crews will begin modifying the east and westbound left turn lanes in order to increase visibility and safety. There will be additional crews, warning signs, and traffic control at the intersection. No word how long that project will take. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery.
Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11. Talk for both sides of the bay. FM Talk 1065, WAVH-FM, Daphne Mobile.
The Patriots won their sixth Super Bowl title with a 13-3 victory over the L.A. Rams last night. Coming off one of the most exciting seasons in the NFL's history, this turned out to be the lowest-scoring Super Bowl ever. His party and even his own staff are telling him to resign, but Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has shown no sign yet that he's willing to do so. Northam's weekend news conference about the racist photo on his medical school yearbook page didn't help, as we hear from Jessica Dean.
The governor's thinking has not changed. The governor has no plans to resign. That the weekend's press conference was really put there for him to be able to explain that photo, to explain himself, to offer his thoughts to the public, and also give himself some time to think about what the next moves might be.
A New York jury is set to begin deliberations at the drug trafficking trial of the Mexican drug lord called El Chapo this morning. This after hearing testimony for nearly 3 months. Flat pre-market trading on Wall Street this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. After a banner year, many small businesses are becoming more cautious about their investment and hiring plans. Some are responding to early signs of slowing sales, while others fear that tariffs, unstable financial markets, the after effects of the government shutdown, and other headwinds could dampen economic growth in 2019. A Wall Street Journal poll found that economic confidence among small firms, which edged downward for much of 2018 in January, reached its lowest level since President Trump's election. Just 14% of firms expect the economy to improve this year, while 36% expect it to get worse. The deepening turmoil in Venezuela is exacerbating a shortfall of crude oil, leaving fuel makers in the lurch and underscoring the limitations of U.S. shale. The U.S. imposed sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil giant in an attempt to prevent the proceeds of crude sales to the U.S. from reaching the government of President Maduro. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's February and it's warm. Man, yesterday seemed warm. I don't know if we were in any kind of record book territory, but it got downright warm.
It is. 72 was the high yesterday, but it was a long ways away from the record. The record was 82, set in 1989. But still, that was a warm day all across the Gulf Coast, and we're in for some warm temperatures over the next few days, and looks like late in the week we'll get back a little more, what would be more normal for this time of the year. In other words, getting colder. But as for today, mostly cloudy. We have some fog around this morning, and we will see a few showers today, mainly a series of upper air disturbances will move along the Gulf Coast, and that'll set off the showers. High today will be about 68, possibly making it to 70 degrees. Now, tonight, a few showers are possible, and we'll see another round of fog, particularly after midnight, low tonight in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with a good chance for showers, again, upper air disturbances producing the rain, and the high tomorrow in the lower 70s. As for the rest of the week, another very mild or warm day, let's call it, on Wednesday, up to 75 with a slight chance of a shower. Thursday, 75 degrees again and partly cloudy, and then a cold front moves through Thursday night. And on Friday, we'll drop by 20-some degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy, a few showers, and a high in the mid-50s. So we'll go from 75 on Thursday to a high of 55 on Friday. Friday night, down into the mid-30s. And then looking way ahead to the weekend, looks like Saturday will be the best day, partly cloudy, around 60. And then Sunday, a slight chance of a shower in 68 degrees. So the cool weather coming in late in the week not going to last very long.
All right. As we do that transition, any severe weather associated with that rain?
Doesn't look like it at this point. We'll be watching it very carefully, because usually when you see temperature drop like that, that there may be severe weather associated with it. But right now, conditions don't look favorable for that kind of activity.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Bill, when I was mentioning that it was, well, when I was asking, was this a record high yesterday? If somebody would have, you know, the Almanac information in front of them, they could have answered that. They could have turned to that page and answered it before we did.
Turn right to the February page and look down the column, and you'll see that record of 82 set in 1989. Yeah, a lot of information in there, and you can pick up copies here in Mobile at free at West Marine, Mike Ward's Liberty Safe Classic Car on Cottage Hill Road in Robert Moore, Christmastown. If you're over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, they're both in Fairhope. You'll also find them at Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County, and Robertsdale Power Equipment over on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. And speaking of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, I'll have plenty of those at the Guides Corner starting Friday out at the Mobile Boat Show. This is something we do with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward and I, the show we host on Saturdays and actually replays a couple times over the weekend. And the podcast available, by the way, going to the podcast tab or the Sports and Outdoors tab on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. But we'll be out there at the Mobile Boat Show starting Friday with Midday Mobile the whole way through Sunday at close. Mike Ward and I will be there, but also I think, check my list, I think 9 different guides will be out there, saltwater, freshwater, from the hunting world, and also our buddy Jason Smith talking about land, and we'll probably talk some weather with him as well. He'll be out there, and we'll be handing out the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. So if you haven't got one, it's got the tide tables in it. It's got all that kind of information you need for planning your fishing trips this spring and summer. Come by, pick up a copy, and say hi. We'll be at the Mobile Boat Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me. Squeeze the trigger. Bam. Got him. Can't describe to you the feeling. You know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. A lot of low-lying areas going to have some pretty thick fog, especially traveling downtown coming in from the Eastern Shore. And again, we're accident-free. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Also, new construction at 31 and 225 in Spanish Fort for turn lane modifications begins today. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. 60 now at our studios. And time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I have a question for you before we get to headlines. Are we talking Super Bowl all morning long, like, about the commercials?
Well, I'm not going to put any kind of caveat on it. Well, you can. Okay. What you got?
Well, no, there's a commercial. I recorded everything just so I can go back and watch.
Of course you did.
No, I have to.
She was the person in class, y'all, with the extra credit that ruined it for the rest of us.
No, because I want to go back and watch things that I might have missed to go, you know, filling up my plate once again with food.
Yes.
But I saw online that it was a cute one with John Legend. Did you guys see that one with the dads, all the dads?
I did not.
It's very
cute. Okay, I'll Google that.
Yes, and then Chrissy Teigen.
Okay, I'll watch it then.
Watch that. I thought that was very cute because it's very important. And she's
very cute.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't even ask you yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think not only is she cute, but she's got a cute personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you extra, extra beautiful. But what I noticed the theme of last night was the equality, you know, with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing little girls playing sports because growing up in Michigan, you know, we have the four seasons and you play sports. And like in our house, if you didn't play a sport, no one knew what was wrong with you.
Right.
And it just, there's been so many studies out there that talk about how young ladies who play sports, who grow into women, they understand leadership better and they're better teammates and they make better decisions. And so I just thought it was very cool. I like that theme that I saw last night.
Good deal.
Yeah. Okay.
I just like the beer stuff.
Oh.
Stella Artois had one of the best commercials last night.
I
have to Google that now, too.
Yeah, it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm. And the Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things, because I'm not cool, I didn't kind of get. And then once I got it, I'm laughing like 2 minutes later.
It's okay, Bob.
Although I was explaining who Little John was, so, you know.
Well, good.
See? Huh. I'm sort of cool. All right. This is a headline that will really pique our interest. We talk about guns and permits and understanding legislature, so all that's mixed into one in this story. As a proposal to end the requirement for a permit to carry a concealed gun is back in the discussion. Senator Gerald Allen, Republican from Tuscaloosa, has filed a bill that would repeal the requirement for a permit. He says that this bill would not eliminate permits, but they would no longer be mandatory. The senator has sponsored this bill for a number of years. It did pass the Senate in 2017 with very strong support from Republicans and opposition from Democrats, but then it died in the House. Police and sheriffs have led opposition in the bill in previous years. They argue that the requirement for a permit is an important law enforcement tool. So Bobby Timmons, he's the executive director of the Alabama Sheriff's Association. He has says that this has not changed, that he would request a public hearing on the bill after the legislative session begins March 5th and would testify against it, saying, quote, "It's very important for us to maintain the idea that the Second Amendment was given to personally defend ourselves, our families, our property, and not be required to pay a fee or a tax." I would love to hear feedback about this because these are stories that I'm always learning about, Sean. That's directed at you.
Okay.
Here in the state of Alabama, a state law says a gun owner is required to have a permit to carry a concealed gun. Quote, "except on land under his or her control or in his or her own abode or his or her own fixed place of business, no person shall carry a pistol in any vehicle or concealed on or about his or her person without a permit." That's code of Alabama section 13A-11-73. I'm giving you all that information because I know when we talk about this, you always fill in the gaps.
Yeah, because there's quite a few gaps there. You can actually can transport a pistol in a vehicle, but there's some things you have to speak. Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay. This really interests me. I didn't mean to take so long, but this interests me. Again, legislature convened on March the 5th, so we're going to talk more about this. Yeah. And I do want to tell you this. Last Friday night, two men suffered gunshot wounds. According to Mobile Fire Rescue Public Information Officer Stephen Milhouse, one man, 36-year-old. The second victim is 43. Both survived. One was shot in the buttocks. One shot in the stomach, abdomen, and the other in the leg. What? Why are you making that face?
No, when you said buttocks, it just took me back to Forrest Gump. I'm sorry.
Rump. Both survived. Is that better?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was fun.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with killing a Mobile police officer will be in front of a judge later today. 19-year-old Marco Perez is expected to enter a plea during an arraignment hearing. Perez is currently being held in Metro Jail on no bond. On January 20th, police say he shot and killed Officer Sean Tudor in West Mobile at the Peach Place Inn. Officer Tudor was just 31 years old when he was killed in the line of duty, leaves behind his wife Chrissy. Over the weekend, the Mobile community continued its support of Officer Tudor's family. A benefit was held Saturday at Cowboys and Angels on Halls Mill Road. Inside, they were selling chicken plates for $10. Outside, Blue Line Wash and Detail was cleaning cars for the same price. The next Mardi Gras parade is Saturday on Dauphin Island. Mayor Jeff Collier says they're considering adding more barricades to protect revelers following an accident over this weekend. It happened during Saturday's Crew de la Dauphine parade. Witnesses say a 4-year-old boy was hit by a golf cart.
The mother was in shock. Everybody was in shock. I mean, you can't help something like that.
David Mize and others rushed to help the little boy who suffered a broken leg. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
The lowest scoring Super Bowl in history, Auburn beats Alabama in basketball, and Ricky Fowler survives to win in Phoenix. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The New England Patriots beat the LA Rams 13-3 in Atlanta to win Super Bowl 53 last night. It's the Patriots' sixth Super Bowl, all with Tom Brady a quarterback and Bill Belichick as head coach. New England's now tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers for most Super Bowl victories all time. Belichick is now tied with George Halas and Curly Lambeau for the most championships by a head coach, and Tom Brady now has more Super Bowls than any player in NFL history. While both offenses struggled, especially the Rams, both teams' defenses came to play, leading to the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman won the game's MVP award with 10 catches for 141 yards. New England tight end Rob Gronkowski added 6 receptions for 87 yards. Rookie running back Sonny Michel continued his stellar postseason with 94 yards rushing and the game's only touchdown.
Running it for the touchdown!
Rams were driving down the field in the fourth quarter with a great opportunity to put points on the board, but a Patriots blitz led to a big interception from cornerback Stephon Gilmore near the goal line.
Well, you know they're taking shots down the field now.
Blitz to the end zone.
Under Belichick and Brady, the Pats have now won 6 of the 9 Super Bowls that they've played in, and here they are following the game.
Coach makes it a, it's a challenging football environment. His pressure is always on, and for moments like this, because you got to rise to the occasion.
Players have come in, they've worked extremely hard. We've had our, ups and downs over the course of the year, but in the biggest moments when we had to play our best football and compete the hardest, they did it.
The 10-point margin was the Patriots' biggest in any of their Super Bowl wins. Leading into the Super Bowl this weekend, the NFL announced the 8-person Hall of Fame class for 2019. 3 first-time eligible players were selected: cornerback Champ Bailey, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and safety Ed Reed. Center Kevin Mawai and cornerback Ty Law were selected from the modern NFL era. Broncos owner Pat Bowlen and former Dallas Cowboys VP of player personnel Gil Brandt were both selected, and 7-time Pro Bowl safety Johnny Robinson was selected as a senior finalist. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held on August the 3rd in Canton, Ohio. In college football news, Florida State dismissed quarterback DeAndre Francois from the program. Seminoles head coach Willie Taggart said that he informed Francois of the decision on Saturday night. The news comes a day after Francois' girlfriend posted a video to her Instagram account that featured audio of a man and a woman fighting. In the video, the man threatens to assault the woman and hit her in the face. The caption of the video, which has since been deleted, said that a, quote, domestic situation between the two has been going on for 2 years. It's not Francois' first time in trouble. In January of 2018, police responded to an incident at an apartment complex involving Francois and a pregnant woman who said that Francois had gotten physical with her, but she did not press charges then. And then in April of last year, Francois was given a citation for marijuana. In basketball over the weekend, Auburn beat Alabama 84-63. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars won a men's and women's doubleheader over rival Troy University. The women's team was up first, picking up their 5th straight win with an 80-77 victory. The Jags are now 17-3 this season. The men's team followed that up with an 81-75 comeback win over the Trojans. 5 Jags scored double digits in the victory. And in golf, Ricky Fowler won the Phoenix Open at TPC Scottsdale after surviving a dreadful final round on Sunday. Fowler held a 5-stroke lead at one point, but had a double and triple bogey yesterday before rallying to win by 2 strokes. 6:52 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Yeah, just 2 quick takeaways. Number one, when you they say, well, you're the best whatever in the modern era of the NFL that started in the late 60s, it's got to make people feel, when they're starting to talk about it, like you're an antiquity, like you're something that's discovered on a dig somewhere in an island in Greece or something. And second of all, did Edelman, I mean, he looks like he was, when he takes the helmet off,
mountain man,
transported from, yeah. He looks, man. He's got my kind of look there, but he also looks like he could have been playing for the Raiders in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that.
Spitting the beard, yelling.
Yeah.
I love it.
He has the, and scrappy as a player, for sure.
The Super Bowl party we attended, we all voted for the punter to be the MVP.
Yeah, he certainly should have been in the conversation. He was pinning them deep.
Got a workout, that's for sure. 6:54. We're coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going.
retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, keep in mind, again, construction 35 and 225 in Spanish Fork begins today, and the turn lane modifications, expect some delays, should take up about 3 weeks to complete. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are telling us no wrecks in roadways. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. They still have rooms. Call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 655 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday post Super Bowl. Lowest scoring game, maybe not a lot to talk about on the field for offense, although we're talking about Edelman there during the break. I mean, he does look like, if you wanted to change his uniform and put him the Raiders back, you know, some kind of grainy video there of the Raiders. I mean, he looks like he belongs. I didn't see all the ads. I'm going to go back through and watch a lot of them today. A couple that stood out to me, and I did not sit down and watch it from end to end, but the Kia ad talking about West Point, Georgia, right across the line there, if you've ever made that ride. I'm talking about, really neat to me, that talking about, hey, 81 miles away in Atlanta, all this stuff is going on. We're a town that nobody ever talks about, shows their high school and what's important to them, just regular folks. And then they said, but we're building this car. We're known for. I thought that was a good ad.
Yeah, that was really good. There were a couple movies that were promoted, one right before the game, Avengers Endgame, which is going to be just a massive blockbuster. It was about 15 seconds right before the kickoff. And then right after the game, a commercial for Toy Story 4, which I'm pretty excited about, seeing and Toy Story 4.
You and my children. Maybe you could take my children to see Toy Story 4.
I like the Killer Skin ad. That was very cute.
That was good, too.
Oh, that was Olay, amazing.
Right?
Yes.
A guy with a mask breaks into their apartment and they lock the door or their house, and she's trying to open her phone with the facial recognition,
and so the facial recognition doesn't recognize her because her skin looks so good. And so then she shows the pic. Remember, she pulled her picture of her old picture of herself, and she shows it to her guy. He's like, "Ooh, oh my goodness, no wonder." And then the scary person comes in.
Your skin looks great.
Talk about that some more coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll check in with News 5 right now.